Are you having issues with a significant other, your boss, a coworker, your best friend, but you don't know how to go about it to talk to them, or maybe you did talk to them and didn't go as well, and now you're holding resentment towards them, or you're bottling in a lot of anger towards them. If this is you, I got something to say for you. I got something to say to you, and that's this. Confrontation breeds resolution. What do I mean by that? Well, stay tuned and you'll find out. Confrontation breeds resolution. To summarize that saying, let's put it this way. If you're having an issue with somebody, more specifically somebody that you're close to, this is more towards that, but you don't want to talk to them, you haven't talked to them, or maybe you did and it didn't go as planned, and now you're kind of holding in some sort of resentment towards them, you're talking to other people about your issues about that person, and you're in this dilemma where you're just getting more and more upset towards them, and the relationship that you have with this person is suffering tremendously. Well, what I mean by confrontation breeds resolution is simply if you confront the situation, or if this person has an issue with somebody, they confront that other person, then there's bound to be resolution. Now, there's a huge difference between healthy confrontation and unhealthy confrontation. Unhealthy, let's start with that. Unhealthy is going into confronting somebody about what this person's upset about and pretty much saying, or not saying, but rather acting crazy and raising their voice, bringing up things from the past, or simply just not really any direction of what the conversation or confrontation they're trying to have with this other person. So that's very unhealthy to do, and that usually ends up in just either fist fights or being very hurt out of the situation and probably not talking to the person ever again. Excuse me. Now, a healthy one, which I'll break it down right now, and this is really where I want to spend most of the time on this, is healthy confrontation will breed the resolution that you're looking for. And not just for you, but for the other person. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest. People in general, when there is a conflict or somebody is pissed, you generally want things to be better. You don't want to be pissed at this person, or unless you do, then you're probably not friends with them, or are related to them, or are in a relationship with them. But you generally you want to be happy with this person. You want the other person to be happy with you, and so the way to go about this is three things that kind of came to mind. The first one being, see if I can remember these. I didn't write them down. For those of you who aren't familiar, which I should have probably gave the plug for this, but this is It's OD Comedy Radio, where I drive to pick up my wife, and I try to give life advice that is good for the rest of your life. And so I'm on my way to drive. I'm driving on my way to pick up my wife from work, and I'm really limited on what I can do because I'm preoccupied with driving. Don't judge. Yeah, and don't call the cops. But anyways, going back to what I was saying, so what you want is healthy confrontation. And I broke it down into three things, which I'm going to try to remember on the fly here. One of the things is, I believe I said, self-reflection. Self-reflection, an open mind, and a goal in mind. That's, yeah, there we go. Self-reflection, an open mind, and a goal in mind. So let's start with the goal in mind. And I kind of just mentioned that. And that's going with the confrontation. If you're the one that's going to be initiating the confrontation, going with it with a clear goal of what you want resolved, basically. And let's say you wrong somebody and you want to resolve what happened. So go in with it, not with a mentality of, I'm going to tell this person what they did wrong and how I really had nothing to do with the situation. No, we go in with it with saying, I want to resolve why this person reacted the way that they did, and I want to share how I feel about it, and I also want to listen to the other person of what they have to say of how they feel and how they think I contributed to it. Which brings me to the next point, which is go in with an open mind to this confrontation. And what I mean by that is go in with it not with the intention to argue, but with an intention to understand, which really at the end of the day, going back to the very first point, which is going in with a goal, that should be the main goal, is going in to understand, for understanding, and not to argue a point. And keeping an open mind is pretty much goes hand in hand with that, where understand that the other person sees things differently from how you see it, and know that some of the things that they're going to say is not going to fly with how you saw the situation. Just understand that's how they lived out the situation, and do your best to make that a clear point when you're starting the confrontation. Let them know, hey, I'm going in this with an open mind. I don't want to argue with you. I just want to understand what happened. And tell them you hope that they would do the same. And hopefully it would be a mutual thing. And so once that happened, it's almost like a board meeting. You know, once somebody has the floor, so to speak, when they're ready to talk, there's no interruption. There's no rebuttals or anything. The person talks. They explain how they felt. And then that you leave it at that. And that's what I mean by having an open mind. Sure, the other person may say some things that aren't really sitting well with you, but do your best to keep your cool and to just keep an open heart, open mind, and understanding where they're coming from. Last but not least is self-reflection. Now, you can actually do this before and after the confrontation, but once everything is all said and done, do some self-reflection, self-evaluate yourself, and whatever they said about how you contributed to the issue, take into consideration what they're saying and check to see, okay, yeah, they're right, I was acting this way or I did do this, and check to see how you can do better next time around. And if you're stuck with a similar situation, or you're found facing a similar situation of what you just went through. So those three things are vitally important if you're going to do a confrontation with somebody. And that's what I mean, confrontation breeds resolution. Now these three things are not set in stone. It's just kind of some quick tips to keep in mind if you're about to go confront somebody. Good luck if you're about to do that. Hope you found this valuable. If you did, please share it and leave me a review, good or bad. Let me know how I'm doing with these. And as always, peace. I love you. God bless.